Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Sister Mary Armstrong, and I am so happy to be with you today on this beautiful day that God has given us. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I am so glad to be with you today. We will be coming to you today from Revelation, the 21st and the 22nd chapter. Praise God. But we're going to go to you in prayer. Most precious and all-wise God, we come to you praising and honoring you today, allowing us, oh God, just to breathe your fresh air once again. We thank you for letting us rise up this morning with a mind to serve you, with a mind to call on your precious name. Knowing, God, if it had not been for you allowing us to breathe your breath again, we would not be alive. But I thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. I thank you, Lord, for loving me enough to let your son die that I might live. I love you today. We thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for looking beyond our many faults and seeing our needs. We thank you for salvation this day, Lord. Oh, God, bless everyone on the line today. Let something be said to encourage somebody, Lord. Let something be said, God, that will help them to make it through another day. And if someone that's listening that don't know you, oh, God, that they will turn from their way and follow Jesus Christ because you paid the price and all they have to do is believe what you did on the cross because you paid the price. Oh, God, you paid the price for the penalty of death. And all we have to do is believe what you did on the cross for us and follow you, God. We love you today, and we thank you for our salvation purchased through the precious blood that you took to the mercy seat, and God was pleased for all that you did. We give you honor, praise, and glory. Bless everyone on the line today. There's something to be said to encourage, oh, God, somebody. We honor you, and we say thank you right now, Jesus. Now, we're going to be coming to you today from the 21st chapter of Revelation and the 22nd chapter. And it is good news for those that love the Lord because it's telling us what God has prepared for those that serve in him. Praise God. And when we fall asleep in Christ Jesus, this is what he has prepared for those that love him. Praise God. So continue to be encouraged to serve God because he got great things for those that love him. It starts at the seven new things, the new heaven and the new earth. Praise our God. Praise God, saints. It says, I saw, now this is John, one of the disciples. The beloved disciple was John. I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Well, the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. The New Jerusalem is going, because this old earth is going to be burned up. This is going to catch on fire and it's going to burn up all this earth and it ain't going to be no more seas because it's going to have room enough for the New Jerusalem to come down. And that's where we're going to be living in the New Jerusalem. He's prepared that for his saints. Praise God. He saw the New Jerusalem coming down. Praise God. Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he would dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Now, when Jesus, when God, the last Gentile, is saved, right now the Jews, they don't believe that Jesus was God's son and all that. They're still blinded. So when the last Gentile is saved, God's going to send Jesus, because Jesus don't know when he's coming back to get his people. Only God knows. And when the last Gentile is saved, God's going to send Jesus back to get his church. And we are the church. And he's going to take us back to heaven. And he's going to give us our gifts or whatever, you know, what we did on this earth, you know, whatever. Praise God. And we're going to reign with him 1,000 years. 1,000 years. And Satan is going to have a field day down here on the Antichrist and all that. They're going to have a field day down here. But those Gentiles that didn't receive Jesus Christ, there's going to still be people living down here, those that was left behind. Now, that man, John Hagee, put a book out, Those Left Behind. But those that are left behind, they don't have a chance to get saved, the Gentiles. Their chance is over. If they don't get saved now, they're left behind, they are lost, because this is our time now. But if they're left behind, they are lost, because this is our time now to get Jesus in our heart. But if you left behind and Jesus comes to get his people, your time is lost. But the ones that saved after that time, they still have a chance. Okay, now during that time, it's going to be great tribulation. Now, if you can't accept Jesus now, how are you going to accept him then? It's going to be a terrible time then. Because the Antichrist and all this is going to be a terrible time. And it talks about the blood's going to be up to the horse and bridle. It's going to be a terrible time during that time. Great tribulation. It's going to be tribulation during that time. But we that love the Lord, when Jesus comes to get his people, he's going to carry us back. We're going to go back with him to heaven during that time. We're going to be with him 1,000 years. Reign with Jesus Christ 1,000 years. But then when we come back, he'll come back to the Mount of Olives. Praise God. So we're going to be with Jesus Christ. Okay, now we're going back to the scripture. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down. Because this whole earth going to be burned up. And he's going to bring New Jerusalem, going to come down. And God, out of heaven, prepared a bride adorned for her as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. We won't have no deal wipe away all tears from our eyes. All the former things going to be passed away. And he that sitteth upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, talking to John, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God. And he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and adulterers and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstones, which is the second death. And that's the ones that didn't serve God. And all liars, liars ain't going to stand in his sight. And the Lamb and the wife of the New Jerusalem, it says. And there cometh to me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and this is John, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gate 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the walls of the city had 12 foundations. Look at that. And in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And you know the 12 apostles. That was Peter, James, John, and it talks about all the names of the apostles. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the walls thereof. And the city lied 12 squares, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed furlongs. Now this is what's coming down to the earth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs, the length and the breadth and the height of it were squares. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man that is of the angel. And the building of the walls it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold. Look at what he's prepared for his people. And the four foundation and wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. And the first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third, and the fourth emerald, the fifth sardis, the sixth sardis, I think I named it, the seventh, the eighth, the ninth, a topaz, the tenth, the 11th, the 12th, and the twelve gates were 12 pearls. Every seventh gate were one pearl. And the street of the city were pure gold. I didn't name all of them because I couldn't pronounce them, so forgive me. And the street of the city were pure gold, as it were transparent glass, the new temple. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it, the new light. And the city had no need of the light sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are served, saved, shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor to it. Look what God's prepared for his people. If we live holy and live that clean life, praise God. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day. For there shall be no night there, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nation to it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defile, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. So see, if we live according to God's word, and do what he tells us to do. Look all that he's got in store for us. And look at all that he gives us while we serve him in this land. He gives us what we need. He said if we serve him, he'll give us our heart's desire. All we have to do is keep his word in our hearts And he'll give us our heart's desire. Sure, we're going to go through trials, and things are not going to always go our way. But if we live according to God's will, God will supply our need. All we have to do is just tell him our heart's desire, and he will take care of us. He'll supply our need, and he will save our house. We just have to live holy before God and believe what his word say. When we pray, believe that he's going to save our house. He saved us. And if he saved us, he can save our families. Okay, the 22nd chapter says, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystals, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, were there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yield her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign with him forever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels to show unto his servants these things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. All we have to do is live home. All we have to do is just serve him with our whole heart. That's what we have to do. And live according to the word of God, the last message of the Bible. And I just saw this and heard them, and when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel, which showed me these things. Then said he unto me, see that I do it, my brethren, the prophet, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he said unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophets of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He which is righteous, let him be righteous still. He which is holy, let him be holy still. We have to live a holy life. Some people said, don't take all that. He takes that for. Because we have to live according to God's word. We can't live any kind of way and think we're going to that holy city. We have to live according to God's word. You can't live a shabby life and think you're going back with Jesus. We have to live according to what God tells us to live. If we can't live right, we're not going back with Jesus. People may think, oh, it don't take all that. It takes that and more. Jesus lived what his father told him. He did everything his father told him to do. And we have to live the life of this holy book. The King James Version tells us to live. We don't have to live this life that he tells us to live. You can't live one thing on Sunday and then live any kind of way through the week. You have to live holiness without. The word of God said, no man shall see the Lord. And that's what we have to do, too. He sees everything that we do. He sees every thought in our heart that we think, in our mind. He sees it. He knows us inside and out. And we must be holy. That's the only way we're going to make it in. And it says, holiness, holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly. And my reward is now according to his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and they enter in through the gates unto the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers, murderers and adulteries, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angels to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. If any man shall take away from the words of this book, of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things that are written in this book. He which testifies these things say, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. So see, Jesus is letting us know what he has in store for us. But we have to live a holy life. We can't go through here living half and half. We have to live a holy life. When he walked this earth with his disciples, he lived according. He said, what? He do the will of his Father. And we as followers of Jesus Christ, we have to do the will of the Father too. We can't live up and down, up and down. We have to live holy every day. We have to live according to what the Word of God tells us to do. We can't live one way on Sunday and live a shabby life through the week. We have to live this thing every day. When we're in closed doors, we have to live holy. When we're in a crowd, we have to live holy. God sees everything that we do and say. Praise God. We can't live one way through the week and live one way on Sunday. The Lord sees everything that we do and say. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And he knows if we're right or if we're wrong. We can't fool God. So what the life that we live in closed doors, he sees it. Praise God. So he knows if we're his child or not. You can't fool God. So we have to get this thing right and live it from our heart. Because when the time comes for us to lay down our life, it's going to determine where we're going. Praise to heaven or hell, and then the lake of fire. So we have to be sure and very sure. Our anchor holds and grips that solid rock. We can't fool God. We may fool our brothers and sisters, but we're not going to fool God. So it's no time to play with our soul. We have to get it right. We have to be sure and very sure. Our anchor holds and grips that solid rock. We know if we're serving God or not. And you can't fool everybody. Praise God. And so the word is true. We have to get this thing right, because when we lay down to close our eyes for the last time, we're going where God knows where we're going. He knows those that are his. We can't fool God. So it's no use in trying to fool our brother or our sister. We have to get this thing right. So when we close our eyes for the last time, we'll go back to live with the Lord. Praise our God. So it's time to get it right, saints. It's time to get it right, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. Because it's heaven or hell. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. He gives us a choice. He gives us a choice. Lord, have mercy. It's up to each individual to make a choice to serve God or to serve the devil. And see, we know right from wrong. We know right from wrong. You don't have to teach a child to lie. A child, it just comes natural. They'll just lie. They'll just lie. But we have to teach them how to tell the truth. We have to teach them how to tell the truth. It comes natural for them to just lie. But we have to train them up to tell the truth. Praise God. So as we get older, we say train up a child the way they should go. Praise the Lord. You don't have to teach them how to lie. It comes natural for them to lie. But you have to teach them how to tell the truth. Train them up how to tell the truth. But it just comes natural for them to say, I didn't do that. I didn't do it. Whatever. But you have to teach them how to be honest and tell the truth. So we as Christians, we need to make up our mind that we're going to serve God and do the right thing and live holy. It says take time to be holy. We're going to serve God or we're going to serve the devil. We're going to be honest and do what's right in God's sight. Because if we don't be honest, we're not going to go back with him when he comes for us. And we're not going to live forever. Yes, when he comes back, some ain't going to be ready to go. But he going to only take those. When Jesus come back for his faith, the sinner people ain't going to see him come back for his people. He's coming back for his church without spot or wrinkle or any such blemish. Praise the Lord. So we must be ready to go. We have to be ready, saints. We can't have no spot, wrinkle, or any such blemish. And time, we're living in the last days. And when the Father tell him to go get his people, he's coming. He don't know when the Father going to tell him to come, but he's coming, and we must be ready to go. It's telling us in the 1st, 21st, and the 2nd, 22nd chapter, the new heaven and the new earth. See, God has prepared that for us. But if we're not ready, we're not going to see that. But we have to be ready to go back with Jesus when he comes. But he's coming for those that are ready to go back with him. Because the second death has no power. They don't have no power. They're not going to be able to get up to go back with the Lord. But when the Father tells the Son to go get my people, only the ones that's ready to go, we're going to be able to go back with him. And we're going to reign with him for years. Praise our God. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to reign with him 1,000 years. Oh, praise our God. That's going to be a time. That's going to be a time. Lord, have mercy. And the second death has no power. And they're going to be thrown into the lake of fire. And that's going to be forever and ever and ever. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. But we're going to reign with the Lord. We're going to reign with the Lord. Lord, have mercy. We're going to have a time. It's going to be a time. Jesus. So it's telling us what to expect. Praise God. It also tells about those that's going to stand before the white throne. But now we that are ready and serving God, we don't have to worry about that. We don't have to even worry about that. But we that are serving God, we're going to be able to sit down at the welcome table. Oh, praise our God. So continue to be encouraged. Continue to walk with God. Continue to live holy. Continue to do what's right in the sight of God. because we got something to look forward to. We may go through trials in this earth, in this world. Praise God. But he's coming back for his church without spot or wrinkle or any such blemish. And we're going to go to a better place. Praise God. And we'll be able to some table. Oh, praise God. We'll go to that new Jerusalem. Oh, praise God that he talks about coming down. Oh, praise, that's going to be a time. Oh, praise our God. Praise our God. And he talks about it. Praise God, it's going to be a time. Oh, praise our God. Praise God. He talks about it. Keep living holy. Keep on living holy. Keep praying for your loved ones. Because God knows those that are yet to come in. They don't all come in at the same time. But God knows when to bring them in. Keep praying for your children. Keep praying for your brothers and sisters that might not be came in yet. Keep on praying for them. Because God has a set time. He knows when to bring them in. He knows when to bring them in. Praise God. Because he's able. He's able and he knows all about it. Praise God. Because he brought us in and he knows when to bring them in. So we're going to open the mics at this time if anyone has anything they would like to say. I think the mics is already open. So if anyone would like to have something to say on the lesson, we want you to feel free at this time. Praise God.
Yes. Giving unto God, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and thanking God for the word today because it is true. And the new Jerusalem is the future of God's future home for his people.
Oh, yes,
and
yes.
Both believing Gentiles and Jews who have been faithful to God will live together in the new Jerusalem.
That's right. That's right.
Praise
That's
the
right.
Lord.
And
the
right.
measurements of the city, you know, he has already got
yes.
it fixed. You know, when the time comes, everything
mm-hmm.
will be fixed up for his children. Said the New Jerusalem is a perfect cube and
oh, yeah.
the same shape as the most holy place in the
mm-hmm.
temple. It's going to be a holy place. And the measurements,
yeah.
it will illustrate that this new home will be perfect for us. You know, this home
yes,
here
it's...
is not perfect for us, but
no,
the home
no.
that he has promised us is going to be perfect. Praise
yes,
God. The walls made of Jewish reveal that New Jerusalem will be a place of purity and this
yes,
durability. It will last
right.
forever. It will
That's
not
right.
be destroyed. A new place
no.
that we've got
oh,
to prepare
no.
our hearts and our minds to go
That's
home
right.
with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Every eye is going to see him. But everybody's
That's right.
not going to meet him. And
That's
you know,
right.
it said the light represents what is good, pure,
mm-hmm.
true, holy, and reliable.
Mm-hmm.
Darkness
mm-hmm.
represents what is sinful and
mm-hmm.
evil.
Glory
to God. So we know that we got to walk in
mm-hmm.
the light and not in darkness.
Yes.
Because
yes.
God is taking care of his people and he wants us to hold on. Don't give
yes.
up. We've got to still look to the hills to come in our health and our strength.
That's right.
And it said
yes.
not everyone will be allowed into the New Jerusalem. But
That's
only
right.
they which are written in the
That's
Lamb's
right.
book of life. Woo, glory.
That's right.
That makes you come all over you. Praise God. God knows what we need. So don't think you get in because of your background. You know, there's going to be people that's done this and they've done that. But that's not going to matter to God. It's a pure heart. Praise God.
Come on,
wanting to know God for ourselves. Personality, good behavior, eternal life is available to you only because what Jesus, the Lamb, has done for you today to secure your citizenship in his new creation. The water of life is a symbol of eternal life. Jesus used this same image with the Samaritan woman. This is the fullness of life with God and the eternal blessing that comes. There is an eternal blessing for us. We live right, walk right, talk right.
When
we believe in him, satisfy our spiritual thirst. He is the thirst that we need. Praise God. I thank you for the, for the word of God. And I'm going to quit now. There may be someone else. I just thank God for you. And keep on keeping on. And I love you.
Praise God. Love you, sister. Amen, amen. Praise God. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That new Jerusalem. We're going to get there one day. We're going to get there. Praise God. Praise God. Lord, coming down. Praise the Lord. Oh, like a bride prepared for a husband. Praise God, praise God. No ravishing beast or anything like that going to be there. Prepared for us. It's going to be for us. We live holy. We're going to make it. Praise God.
Amen.
His holy anybody not going there? No sin, no sin going to be there.
No.
Oh, I live a good life. I live, no, it ain't about living a good life. You have to live a holy life.
Amen.
Without sin, you can't get there any kind of way.
That's right.
Anyone else?
That's right.
Praise our God. Praise our God. Praise God. God's a holy God. Praise God. He looks at the heart. He looks at the heart. Only the pure in heart shall see God. Praise God. He said, I'll go away to prepare a place for you. Praise God. And that's what he went away to do. And he's coming back for his people without spot, wrinkle, or any such blemish. Praise our God. I thank God. I thank God. Anyone else on the line would like to have something to say? We thank God for his word because we have to live by the word of God. That's what we have to live by, and we have to treat everyone right. Praise God. We can't treat people like anything. We have to live holy wherever we go. We have to live a holy life before God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He said, I go away to prepare a place for you. Now, if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself. The where I am, ye may be out. That's what he said. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We love the Lord today. We love him today. And he loved us so that he gave his life that we might live. Praise God. Thank you. Just like the thief on the cross. Two was on the cross. In the middle, one was on the left, one was on the right. And one just wanted to get down. He said he wanted to get down. We, in other words, we're guilty of what we did, but this man's guilty of anything. So, Jesus, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. He said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. And that's what happened. When he died, he took him to paradise. Now, nobody's in heaven yet. They in paradise. We're going to get there together. Praise God. But they on the outer campus. They in paradise. Now, we're getting to heaven together. Praise the Lord. But that other one, he didn't ask for forgiveness. So he went to hell. So those that died without Jesus, they in hell today. Praise God. But those that died in the Lord, they in paradise. Praise God. So we have to live holy. We have to do what Jesus tells us to do. We have to live according to God's word in order to fall asleep in Him. You don't go live any kind of way and think you're going back with Jesus. Yet nowadays people think, oh, I go to church, I do this, I'm saved. But you have to live according to God's word and fall asleep in Jesus. You can't live any kind of way and think you're going to heaven. No, you're going to have to live according to God's word and fall asleep in Him. Because if you live any kind of way, you're not going to make it in. You're not going to make it in. But you have to live according to God's word. Praise our God. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for the one that had something to say. And we thank God for His word, because His word is true. Holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. And we thank God. So we just ask that you continue to listen to the podcast when you don't have anything to say. Does anyone have a prayer request at this time? Anyone have a prayer request? Praise our God.
I ask that you remember me in your prayers, Evangelist Elder Sharon Logan.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We do remember our assistant pastor, Elder Sharon Logan, because she's really been going through. And we thank God for how she's still trusting in the Lord, because He let her know it's going to be all right. But we have to go through, and we know that. But God has given her assurance that through what she's going through, it's going to be all right. And we believe that. And we're holding her up in prayer. And all those that are on the line that don't have anything to say, we thank God that you've been on the line. And we just thank God for the chapters that we read, knowing that we're going to a better place, that New Jerusalem that the word speaks of. And we thank God for just the word today, because the word is true all by itself. And we thank God for Evangelist Horton being on the line. We give God the honor and the praise for His word, because we know through the word of God that we got a hiding place through His word, and we know that salvation is from God. And we lift up Sister Logan today in prayer. We thank God for her life and for the assurance that God has given her, because His word is true all by Himself. And by His stripes you are healed, sis. And we thank God for your life today. And we give God honor and praise for His word today. And we just say thank God for your healing, because it's coming. It takes time. Praise God. But we thank God for your healing. And we thank God for His word today, because His word is true. Oh, God, we ask you to continue to bless the ones on the line. Oh, God, the ones that are sick in their bodies. We're asking you to heal, God. Oh, God, if it's anyone that's not saved listening today, we ask you, God, to give them the mind to be saved, God. Oh, God, bless everyone on the line today, Lord. Let your will be done, God. Bless your people today, Lord. Oh, God, through your word, God. Oh, God, we just love you today, and we thank you for salvation, Lord. We thank you for what you did on the cross, God, and we receive it, God, today. Have your way in our lives, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, because if it had not been for you, Lord, no one would be saved. But through your sacrifice on Calvary, we have salvation today, Lord. Let your will be done in our lives, Lord. Oh, God, we give you praise, honor, and glory. Oh, God, we thank you today, Lord, because without you, we can do nothing. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus, in our lives, in everyone's life on the line, God. Heal, Lord.
set free in the name of Jesus. Help us to walk according to your will. Help us to serve you with our whole heart, giving you honor, giving you praise, because you're worthy, oh God, of everything, God, because it said without you, we can do nothing. Oh God, but through you, we can do all things in Christ Jesus. Oh God, we love you today. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for this podcast. Let your will be done in Jesus' name, and continue to touch the ones that ask for prayer, and continue to heal our sister, Elder Slogan. Continue to heal and continue to encourage her, strengthen her body, oh God, and we know, Lord, that you're doing just what you said you would. We ask in Jesus' name right now. Amen, amen, amen. And we say shalom to everyone on the podcast, and have a blessed day. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.